I'm Zachary Turner. Duke Energy and other utilities sent EPA Administrator Lee Zeldin a letter asking the agency to roll back pollution regulations. Here's the report. The letter addresses two sets of rules. One regulates how utilities manage coal combustion waste, called coal ash. Southern Environmental Law Center senior attorney Nick Torrey said these regulations stem from a 2021 settlement between North Carolina state regulators and Duke Energy after a devastating coal ash spill into the Dan River.
You know, people have had to live on bottled water to, you know, cook with, to feed their children, to bathe, to drink for many, many years. And Duke Energy, you know, knows all this and knows what North Carolina has been through because of their coal ash pollution. And yet they're asking to basically, you know, impose that on the rest of the country.
The second set of regulations set deadlines for coal power plant retirement and cap how much or how often natural gas generators can run. Duke Energy plans to build several new natural gas turbines during the next decade. Duke Energy spokesperson Bill Norton wrote that the regulations reduce the affordability and reliability of electricity for the utility's customers without tangible benefits to human health or the environment. However, SELC senior attorney David Neal said reducing carbon pollution actually helps for utilities.
Carbon pollution is wreaking havoc on our weather and certainly leading to more powerful and damaging storms like Hurricane Helene.
Helene and other severe storms not only increase costs for utilities, but make providing reliable energy more challenging. I'm Zachary Turner in Charlotte.